All summer long, a group of documentary filmmakers from Japan have been exploring the Aleutians and studying its ecosystem. The four-person crew is working on three separate programs for NHK, which is Japan's public broadcasting organization. The project was conceived 2 years ago, says Shiro Kagawa, who is head of the film crew. He says that the goal was to showcase the region's environmental diversity.
で、取材期間としては実際64日間、日本出てから帰るまで64日間。
So learning about the environmental factors of the Aleutian Islands and the weather and whatever the natural environment is of the Aleutian Islands and also through learning from the travelers, the whales, the birds, the herrings, and of course the blooming of the krills. The objective is to, through all these travelers, illustrate how rich the Aleutian Islands are, this region is, in particular.
Rob Surian is a biologist who accompanied them on a leg of their trip. His specialty is a short-tailed albatross, which was previously believed to be extinct due to hunting. The crew encountered a number of these birds on their voyage.
There's now close to 3,000 total individuals, and it's growing at about 7% per year, the population. So the recovery is in progress. It used to be the most abundant albatross in the North Pacific, though. So I think historically and in some areas, you still find relatively large groups, like maybe 20 or 30 or more. But oftentimes, just the sighting of one individual is an exciting opportunity for somebody.
The first of these programs is expected to premiere on Japanese television in November. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.